2 journalists murdered in Mexico this week, 7 killed in 2022. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 25, 2022. Mexico continues to experience a dramatic rise in murdered journalists despite claims by officials that the cases are being properly investigated. This week, gunmen killed 2 reporters in Mexico City and the border state of Sonora. Con alarma y indignación me entero de la asesinata del periodista Jorge Camero. Chache, en Empalme, Sonora, según nos informa Adomar Bello, Ziwa. Es el séptimo periodista asesinado en lo que va del año. At Article 19 Mex at Segob underscore MX at Alfonso Durazo at Latinas underscore us at Sec Blinken at gemps1pic.twitter.com/jmchhjnwq3. Emilio Alvarez y Casa Longoria. At Emilio Alvarez, February 25, 2022. The most recent murder took place on Thursday afternoon when gunmen in Empalme, Sonora, killed Jorge Luis El Chache Camero, the director of the news outlet El Informativo. According to Proceso, Camero ran the online publication and worked as a personal assistant to the mayor. La agresión registrada hoy en la colonia #libertad. #empalme, donde privaron de la vida con proyectiles de arma de fuego a Jorge Luis Camero Sasueta. El Chache, es investigado por la #fiscalía de Sonora en coordinación con integrantes de la #mesa estatal de seguridad. onequarterpic.twitter.com/panapex. Fiscalía de Sonora, at FQ Sonora. February 25, 2022. Information released by the Sonora Attorney General's office revealed that unknown gunmen shot and killed Camero at a local gym. The journalist may have been targeted by one of the cartels fighting for control of Sonora after his publication exposed the organization known as La Plaza, which is controlled by feared drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, Proceso reported. Sonora authorities claimed Camero was identified in a social media video as being part of a criminal organization and took leave from his municipal job to face those allegations. Había solicitado licencia al Ayuntamiento de Empalme. El 9 de febrero, cuando en un video que circuló en redes sociales fue objeto de señalamientos, de participar en una estructura criminal, lo cual era sujeto a investigación en una carpeta por el delito de homicidio. 2/4. Fiscalía de Sonora, at FQ Sonora, February 25, 2022. The second murder took place earlier this week, when authorities in Mexico City found a body of 29-year-old Michelle Simon, a radio and TV sports news personality. She had been reported missing over the weekend. According to Expansion Politica, Simon left her home to attend a meeting and never returned. It was not until Tuesday when authorities in Mexico City found her body wrapped in towels and bedsheets from a local hotel. The victim showed signs of violence and authorities were able to identify her by tattoos. Con alarma y indignación me entero de la asesinata del periodista Jorge Camero. Chache, en Empalme, Sonora, según nos informa Adomar Bello, Ziwa. Es el séptimo periodista asesinado en lo que va del año. At Article 19 Mex at Segob underscore MX at Alfonso Durazo at Latinas underscore us at Sec Blinken at gemps1pic.twitter.com/jmchhjnwq3. Emilio Alvarez y Casa Longoria. At Emilio Alvarez, February 25, 2022. Since the start of 2022, 7 journalists have been murdered in Mexico. The issue is drawing international attention. However, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is playing down criticism by claiming that criminal impunity has ended during his administration. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.